Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Now, Chris Hoke very famously had a very good year filling in for Casey Hampton when the Steelers won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
But like when you don't have somebody eating up two blockers or doing what Harmon just generally does play to play, yeah, you start to notice that they're kind of still paper thin up front.
Is Mike concerned about the run defense after watching what Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson to a lesser extent, and the Ravens did against this defense? And I'm talking very slowly because now I can't find
it.
Here it is. Here's what he said about level of concern after watching what the Ravens did offensively.
They're built different than a lot of teams, and so the nature of our matchups are different. You know, you can almost substitute their rushing yards for passing yards and vice versa. The bottom line is you better win the turnover game. You better be good in the red area. You better make timely situational plays, and, you know, that's kind of the formula for playing those guys from our perspective.
Multiple notes to come from that. I get crazy about people saying Reese's Pieces. Why is he saying vice versa like he's giving you a greeting at an Italian restaurant? Vice versa. And then the technical question there, I'm highlighting this because I heard it and laughed because it got a much better answer than I thought it would. It was Chris Carter asking, like, basically what has allowed you guys to be outrushed by like this much by them on multiple occasions and still win?
Yeah.
And that's what Mike said. I think we might have like a 1980-style Berlin Wall falling Cold War thaw between Tomlin and Carter. Every Carter question that I heard today, unless I missed one...
got a decent answer?
Got like a decent answer. I think he might have finally cracked Mike.
Well, it's also a first for Mike where he downplayed and poo-pooed somebody running the ball down their throat. Because usually he says that's the number one thing, and if you get blown out in that respect, you're going to lose the game.
You know what's kind of funny? I think his answer is actually a pretty good one there.
So do I. I agree, but it's just such a departure from his...
I know.
Old football tenets and principles that he falls on.
I actually wish we got more stuff like that from him once in a while because I think it paints him in a better light because he's being a realist about certain stuff.
Malzy, you remarked coming in today after listening to Mike Tomlin.
And seeing Mike Tomlin,
that
crucially.
You thought he sounded and looked like Eeyore. Let's see if that's true for the way he started his press conference today.
Certainly it was a physical football game and attrition was a component of it, I guess. A component of reviewing it is talk about some of that as we lead into this week. Thankful that we have an additional 24 hours or so or plus this week. That's why we adjusted our schedules in the way that we've done.
He doesn't sound like he's ebullient right now, like he's in a good spot.
Doesn't have that pep in his
zero
step.
Pep.
Sound like, okay, Winnie the Pooh, let's go.
Donnie, I don't think I've ever seen or heard a press conference from him where he went into the injury sooner or faster or quicker. He talked for 2 seconds, and then that's it. 16 seconds there, and then he went right into who was hurt for
Donnie,
them.
Donnie, don't you always assume, first I'll start with a review of last week's performance. Like he just sounds...
a little chipper, since they won.
If they're coming off of a win against Baltimore that gave them sole control of first place and might well be a puncher ticket to the playoffs win, he came off of it sounding like multiple players had suffered broken femurs.
Yeah.
It was.
I get it. They've got a lot of injuries to go over, but he really sounded like, if I didn't know any better, I would think that
these injuries
are, not only that, but these injuries are more severe than he's letting on, and he thinks they're really up against it for the rest
of
the year.
Tony, he also, just to be very clear here, I started watching it on YouTube really fast and just peeked at the screen because then I was getting in the car, so I was going to turn the screen off and just listen to it that way. He just looked like totally morose. The only NFL head coach who looked worse than he did in that press conference was Sirianni walking off the field looking like a zombie last night. It was weird, man.
He was asked about the likely play that got overturned. And I think a lot of Steelers media have analyzed this comment and think he did take a subtle dig and shot at John Harbaugh. Let's see if we agree.
It's always been debatable. It seems like I've just learned to kind of move on, to be quite honest with you. I moved on from Jesse James, for example. I don't even know what year that was. There are going to be controversial calls in big games. I think I always focus my energy on making enough plays to minimize that in terms of determining the outcome of the game. That's why you won't hear me calling New York post-game for explanations and things of that nature. You guys asked me that maybe earlier in the year regarding something. It's not going to change the outcome. I just work to keep moving, and I just like to put together a comprehensive enough plan and make enough plays where the game's outcome doesn't hinge on one play or a couple of plays.
Harbaugh did indeed contact New York immediately after that game.
He will occasionally refer to him as Harbs and stuff and kind of talk like they're rivals, but there's an undercurrent, he would imply sometimes, of friendliness there.
I don't think they like each other.
I disagree.
At all.
I think they hate each other's guts.
So do I.
And I think it has worked. I will say this about Mike, because this is praising him. He obviously got in his own head a lot about Belichick, but I think he absolutely has the mental upper hand here, because John has got such a raging inferiority complex when it comes to Mike. That he were as our esteemed, sometimes agitator, frenemy Ken Carman would say, John works himself into a shoot about trying to be smarter than Mike almost every year, and it kills him.
One more from Tomlin. He was asked about Joey Porter Jr. and the play he made on Likely at the end of the game.
Joey is always trying to make plays, and he's certainly, being a Pittsburgh kid, understands the nature of Steelers Ravens. He always wants to be a Raven killer. He's made some plays against those guys in the past. He had a big interception against Odell Beckham as a rookie. He tackled Lamar, I think, on a two-point conversion a year ago. I think that's just how he's wired.
I think Tomlin's got a cold. I think he's sick. That's my best explanation for the way he sounds.
He did have a couple of those Porter plays I had kind of forgotten. The tackle on Lamar's a really good one. But he did have them ready for a recall.
That's my theory on why he sounds so monotone and so dour after what happened Sunday. Who is the quintessential Ravens killer for you among former Steelers?
Oh, man, that's a good question.
Ryan Clark's the first guy who pops into my head.
He literally almost killed McGahee, yeah.
And then what he did against Flacco in the playoff game.
I still think of Troy. The interception in the biggest, most consequential game those two teams have actually played against one another, an AFC title game. Then there's Troy in a game against the Ravens coming in off the edge so quickly Flacco couldn't even get the ball up into a throwing motion, forcing a big fumble.
Isaac Redman scored the game winner in that one.
How about Santonio, too?
The regular season game in 08 and then the playoff game. Too.
I think for me it's Troy and Santonio, believe it or not. I'm not Ben. I could say Ben because he's led all these drives, but I'm trying to go other than quarterback.
Did Harrison have any other big game against them besides that?
Yeah, he had three sacks in the 2010 playoff game.
Well, no,
I'm not talking about the game where he had all those sacks in the first half of Monday Night Football.
When you said Ryan and I said he almost killed McGahee for real, did you mention the Ray Rice? He was the one who forced that fumble in the famous, Chris Muller calls it as the Ravens
but
losing
Flacco
the game.
Had an interception in that game too to Clark. He had two takeaways.
Quick little Joey Porter aside. I've said that I wouldn't pick up the third year option, or the fifth, or not,
there isn't
not pick
option.
Up the option. I wouldn't, sorry. Let me rephrase this. I've said I would not be crazy about renegotiating a new deal with him, an extension after year three, which they normally would do for a four-year player, a non-first-round pick. The more I've thought about that, he's been more good than bad. His bad is really bad because it's usually a penalty. But, like, big hustle play in the end zone that I give him a lot of credit for not quitting on the play. Yes, sometimes when he's getting cooked or taking penalties and then he's right back up celebrating, it can be a little bit like you roll your eyes a little. But knowing how tough they have at trying to find corners who work in this system and who can play well, if his year finishes out as it's been going, or a little bit of an uptick even, I don't know how you don't at least try to approach him. Because if you wait for next year and the risk you take is if you have a good year out of him next year and he doesn't have a deal, he either is going to go get paid somewhere else and hold it against you, maybe, even though his dad's a Steeler, et cetera, and he's a Pittsburgh guy, or he's going to want to stay, but you're going to have to pay even more. I'm starting to rethink that a little.
I do think he's trending in the right direction for that. I would have to agree with that.
Also, by the way, if you think Tomlin has a cold and we're just grasping at straws,
I'm going to text Jeff and see what he says.
My question is, he was doing the how about that? He got asked about doing the discount double check and he just utterly poo-pooed it. And I know
that was a Brooke.
I know, but he's given Brooke better answers lately too. He gave Brooke good answers on other stuff today, or like reasonable ones. He didn't want anything to do with having a little discount double check fun.
That was Tomlin Takes. All right, let's see what Jeff says back. I'm going to say, what's your theory on why Tomlin sounded so down in the dumps today?
Do you think that me saying nice stuff about Joey Porter Jr. might get me on the good side of Joey Porter Sr.? You might think I might start thawing that relationship, that iceberg? Or am I probably still on the crap list?
What do you think, Pony? You were there that day.
No way.
And weirdly enough, in the moment, it never really occurred to me that there was like a very real chance I'd get punched in the face. Like, I never just thought it would happen. So I think had it happened, it would have been one of the more stunning things in my life.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
They're trying to set the market. And the fact that the Pirates are involved in the market setting price for the best free agent on the market is noteworthy. Is it worth getting excited for? No. It's like at an auction, just because you raise your arm a whole bunch of times does not mean you're leaving with anything.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is a Post-Gazette columnist and Pirates analyst, Noah Hyles, on his new Pirates podcast with former Pirate super utility man Josh Harrison, talking about the Schwarber thing that went kaput today because he re-upped with the Phillies, signing a five-year deal there. And Noah said it's not something to get excited about, but it's also noteworthy. Well, give me the – Noah's with us right now on the Fan Hotline. Give us the thing that in a positive way is noteworthy about it.
I think it's noteworthy in the sense where this was a legitimate offer. I mean, if you look at the final number that was offered, Alex Stumpf of MLB.com reported that it was a 4 years, 125. That's the highest AAV offered from any team for Schwarber. It's slightly higher than the $30 million a year average of which he signed for. And even if that's not the case, I know other people have reported the 4 year 120 number. either way, that's a legitimate offer. And you don't make that offer if you're not prepared to pay it. Now, granted, they didn't have to pay it. They didn't get the winning bid. So it's not worth celebrating. You don't get patted on the back for trying in this industry. But I think it is noteworthy because, again, they were prepared to make that type of free agent signing. And that's a substantial contract to offer someone. And if you're prepared to offer that to Kyle Schwarber, then theoretically, you should be prepared to offer that to other players who are still available in free agency. That's why I think it's noteworthy. Again, what? Not patting them on the back, just saying that this is significant news, I think.
Your take then, Noah, on this sort of devil's advocate position on the offer itself. It was, I thought, pretty well known in the industry that the overwhelming likelihood was that Schwarber would take a contract in Philly where they wanted him, he wanted them. And unless somebody went way on an overpay, he was probably going to end up back there. So I've seen it posited that they put this out there for real. They said this is a real offer we are making to the player with like probably 95% or greater certainty that he was not going to take that offer because the Phillies were always going to be the easy front runner in this whole thing. And that you can put that out there for like good PR. Worst case scenario, he signs it. Holy crap. Okay. But you know, he's probably not going to.
I mean, I don't think there's a coincidence that the Pirates offers were the ones that were continually known to the public.
Who do you think's putting that out there? Who the agents?
But I will say, I think it could benefit both sides. I think the Pirates putting that out there, I mean, on a very shallow analysis point, you could say, oh, they're just trying to appease their fans and show that they're trying. I think it also sends a message to a lot of baseball players who they have to try to convince that they're actually trying to spend some money. I mean, in addition to the fans who don't believe anything about this organization trying, the players in Major League Baseball are skeptical. And that message is received when they say, okay, well, if they're offering that to Schwarber, I probably won't get that much offered to me. But hey, maybe they're willing to offer something significant. And then on the other side of things, I wouldn't be shocked if Schwarber's camp leaked this because he basically said, fellas, this is what the Pirates are willing to pay me. Someone else has got to be willing to offer me something equal or more. And he got an equal AAV or something a little less, depending on the report. And he got that additional year. And you saw the other reports that showed what Baltimore offered and Cincinnati offered. It was classic leverage on both sides. I think both camps wanted that number out there. I agree that I don't think the Pirates ever truly anticipated getting Schwarber, but I think that their efforts to get him were serious. I mean, when you make an offer like that, it is noteworthy, and it shows that they have the green light, at least, from Nutting to spend that type of money in this offseason, which is something none of us really anticipated.
How much happening. Do you think they're going to... Oh, sorry, Noah. How much do you think they're going to have to pay a Pirates tax on any player that they would get, where they might have had to, if they really wanted Schwarber to seriously consider them, it might have had to be 5 years, $175 million, go $5 million above per year what the Phillies offered?
Yeah, I think that is going to have to vary upon the player, right? I mean, if you're looking at a guy like Cody Bellinger, who's a little younger, you're probably going to have to offer him more length than anyone. Give him 7 or 8 years where everyone else is offering 5 or 6. If you're looking at a guy like Schwarber, for example, right, it would probably come down to dollars. If you're looking at someone who's even a little bit older, who's already been paid, then maybe an additional year could go there, or maybe you're looking at club options. It's going to have to be the sweetest deal, but every player's version of the sweetest deal is different. I look at the Polanco reports right now, Jorge Polanco, and I don't think it's a coincidence that A, the Pirates have been attached to this guy for weeks now, and B, the reports surfacing attached to his name right now are saying that A, he wants to sign before the winter meetings are done, and B, he's not a fan of the idea of signing with a team that hasn't had a recent proven track record of playing competitive baseball. He's essentially saying, hey, Pirates, if you really want me, you're going to have to pay up. You're going to have to pay up big bucks, and it's going to have to happen within the next 48 hours. Otherwise, you're going to give more opportunities for other teams. I think that's kind of how I'm reading between the lines.
Noah, who do you think is now the most logical fit for the Pirates?
I would say free agency-wise, Polanco. Yeah. Is a guy that I've had my mind on since the start of the offseason. O'Hearn is another guy. I think O'Hearn might be the better play there because I think he'll be cheaper of the two. And if you get O'Hearn, you can probably do a little bit more through trade. If I were running the team, my number one target would be Ketel Marte. I'd be figuring out a way to make a trade to get him.
And he has a no trade clause for the Pirates, correct?
You can get around that. You find a way to convince him to waive that no trade clause. If it's changing that final year on his contract to a player option, or if it's reconstructing that deal to maybe kick in a little extra cash. And there are plenty of stories in baseball history where guys added incentives into their deals or perks. Maybe he wants a suite for every home game or on the road. Maybe he wants this or that. You know, you can't go down that Kawhi Leonard route, but you got to be smart with how you do it. But overall, there are ways to get around that. And if I'm the Pirates, I think that's probably the easier route to go, as opposed to trying to outbid the Mets and the Phillies and the Dodgers in free agency. You have the trade capital to probably make a deal with Arizona. And if the only thing stopping you is convincing Ketel Marte to want to play in Pittsburgh, then find a way to convince him.
Noah, now that they have been credibly connected to having made this kind of an offer to Schwarber, they got connected to Naylor, but he never was going to leave Seattle. It was pretty evident.
Yeah.
How bad will this hurt them, in your opinion, with their fans, if after all this early talk in the offseason about them being much different in their posture, they end up with the same kind of offseason as far as tangible assets acquired that we have become accustomed to?
They have to have a big name on that stage at Pirate Fest. I think that's the final weekend in January, January 30th, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you cannot show up empty-handed to Pirate Fest this year. You cannot send Donnie Kelly and Ben Cherington and Travis Williams out on that stage if you have not backed up this.
If they haven't done that, they might have to send Cherington out in the Pope Mobile on the stage.
Seriously, I mean, like last year, people showed up upset. If they do not back up any of this rhetoric that's existed from pretty much the day after Paul Skenes won his Cy Young, when that report said that he wasn't happy, if they don't back this up, it's going to be 10 times worse than it was last year. So they have about a month and a half to get it done.
Do you think they have any shot at signing the other big free agents, Tucker, Bellinger, Alonso, even Suarez?
Some of the guys, I don't know. I mean, Bellinger's tough because I believe he's a Boris guy.
Yep.
I think if you're trying to really read the tea leaves, it seems like they've been doing a lot of business with guys in the Excel agency. I believe that was Josh Naylor's agency. That was Schwarber's agency. That's Connor Griffin's agency. And I know one of the two Japanese sluggers, I want to say it's Morikawa, is a part of that agency as well.
Mm.
So maybe follow those tea leaves. That's the best I can give as far as analysis. I haven't
been. What's this guy's deal, the Japanese sources. Player? What's his deal?
I mean, there's two of them. There's one that starts with an O, but Murakami is the better of the two. He's 25 years old. He profiles very similar to Schwarber, actually. He's a corner infielder with a lot of pop. He's only 25 years old. And the other one, I don't want to mispronounce his last name.
Sure.
He's a little older. I think he's 29 or 30, but they're both potential 30 home run bats. Obviously, you're taking a little bit of a gamble when you're getting a hitter from Japan, because Japanese hitters are taught more bat to ball rather than timing velocity. So velocity will obviously be a challenge when they come over to the States. But we've seen in these last 3-4 years, Ohtani aside, these other guys have come in and been plug and play middle of the lineup orders. When you look at Seiya Suzuki for the Cubs, Jung Ho Lee from the Giants, these guys are impact bats. And I think that if you're going to overspend on anyone, it might make sense if you're the Pirates to go big on those guys, because I don't think that you would get into the same type of bidding war for a talent like theirs compared to guys who are already established in Major League Baseball, who are well aware of the Pirates' organizational stigma, and their agencies are more plugged in to that stigma as well.
Can Ben Cherington bring himself to go outside of his comfort zone and give up more in a trade and pay a player maybe a little bit more than he thinks he's worth? Can he do that, Noah?
I don't know. I mean, we're going to have to wait to find out, right?
I've got my concerns about that.
I mean, if you look at Ben's history, he's always been someone who very held his own guys to a very high value. He did that in Boston. He did that in Toronto, and he's doing it here. He's always valued his prospects. And if you look at his free agent history, even at previous stops, he hasn't taken a ton of big swings throughout his GM career. And the ones he's taken big swings on have not traditionally gone well. You look at Hanley Ramirez and Pablo Sandoval. Those are two of the worst free agent contracts ever signed. And it's kind of a similar situation that he's in now, where entering that year, it was pretty much put on him by ownership. We have to do something different. Take a big swing. And so you hope that it won't have that same result. I don't know. And I don't know if it'll be the same exact situation as far as having that big of a bankroll to go. I think you'd probably be more lenient to make a more aggressive trade. I think if he's really invested and has a good opportunity to land an elite player, he should strongly consider trading any prospect that's not named Connor Griffin or Bubba Chandler.
Noah Hyles, check him out in the Post-Gazette. Also, check out his Pirates podcast with James Harrison, or Josh Harrison. If James Harrison was on there, you'd really get some numbers. What's it called again?
Bucko Territory, part of the Foul Territory Network.
What would James Harrison do? He'd go on there and say, the Pirates' biggest problem is Mike Tomlin.
And I'd love it. See ya, Noah. Yeah. Be good.
See you, guys.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Music means only one thing. Time for a PM team name game. Me, Malzy, and Donnie. Officiated by Joel Nelson. Nelly is in the house.
Nelly has started to really enjoy becoming a character here. He walks in with a big you-know-what-eating grin on his face. I greet him every day as the Grim Reaper. He seems to really enjoy the fact that this is just a knife-twisting exercise
on
me.
Yes, it is.
Look at him right now.
Nell, and before the show, you were given two categories. Typically, one is sports, one is non-sports, although I think last week, didn't we have three?
No, 2 weeks ago we had three, because we had like a sports one that got split into two and then a regular one. You don't want to lose this game. Person with the fewest losses wins. It's like golf, lowest score wins, so to speak. Pony's got 13 losses. Donnie has 16. I have 21.
Oh, my God.
Mathematically, because we end this at the end of the year and then start it over again.
Yep.
Pony cannot finish in last, to my understanding. Donnie would have to have a major collapse to finish in last.
He'd have to be the 2012 Buccos or the 2024 Steelers.
Well, I'm trying to think how many Tuesdays
we have today,
will we be together.
We have today the 9th. We have the 16th. So that's four categories, four chances to lose. We have the 23rd, which will be right before Christmas, Festivus. And then we have, I believe, the 30th altogether, Tiger Woods and LeBron James' birthday. You've got eight games to play I've got to basically go undefeated.
Donnie, put
here.
That prevent defense the, out there.
Yeah, you're going court. Well, you're going also, nobody
I'm
behind
us here. I'm also wondering, too, that the 30th might be a TBD because I may be filling in 10-2.
It could be clinched today. If I lose both today, which, I mean.
I hope you're up one on Mulsey and call off to get out of it to guarantee he finishes in last.
What a gutless move that would be, too.
All right, Nelly, category number one.
The name game, December 9, 2025. Oh, you like that? You like that?
No, I don't, actually. You're my mortal enemy right
That's
now.
That's true. There have been 9 MLB players to have a 50-plus home run season since 2010. 9 players. 9 different players.
Okay.
So maybe we can go around the horn here 3 times.
Well,
man, this is a very small category.
Kyle Schwarber, because he did it last year.
Kyle Schwarber.
Aaron Judge.
Shohei Ohtani.
There's, yep.
Cal Raleigh.
Damn it. That was mine.
This is where it gets fun.
Oh, yes.
For you.
Fun.
Yes.
Man, it's a matter of whether or not it happened in the last 15 years with these guys, and maybe before it. I don't know. Oh God, 50
plus home runs,
Donnie,
in a season.
I feel like we're
2010.
Start the clock. But also, is this like is this a theatrical production? I
no.
see sandbags everywhere.
I mean, he knows how to play this radio game.
Listen, he's great at the radio game, and this is great for drama. But I'm also playing my role
All right,
by bitching.
Screw it. I'm going to make a guess here, Nelly.
That is going to be correct.
Jose Bautista,
2010.
Oh, gee, what a shock. Can't believe he got it. Ooh.
I thought it might have been before that.
Yuck.
Was he on your radar, Don?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't remember what year, but it's a name that popped up for me.
Remember when Rougned Odor just absolutely cold-cocked
Since 2010,
him?
And there are...
Nine. We've gotten...
Nine.
We've gotten 5.
I don't think this guy has ever... Oh, man.
I think I have one here. I think I do have one. I feel good about it.
I don't think this guy has ever done it, but he's just been such a great player. I'll go Mike Trout.
Mike Trout is not on the list.
Mulsey, survive in advance.
Nelly, would Chris Davis have worked?
Yes.
Yeah! Hell yeah!
Holy crap, yep. Mulsey.
Yes! I had Nelson Cruz in the brain, too, but I don't...
I was thinking that, too. I looked it up.
He definitely didn't get
there.
He had,
like, 3 seasons of 40-plus, but they were all less than 50.
Did David Ortiz get there after 2010?
No.
Did Acuna's big year have 50?
No. As crazy as that sounds.
Who else would it have... Not Joey Gallo. He never
pulled
it off.
Man, thank God, Mulsey, because I think I was going out with the next guess.
What were you
going
to go with?
I didn't really have a good one lined up.
I felt really good about Davis, because I remember...
I got A-Rod in my head, but that's before 2010.
Well, now I kind of want to figure out if I can even remember any of these. Like, who would have even checked that box? Was there some random guy on the Twins that year where they all hit a million home runs?
I don't think so.
None of them.
Pujols, no.
No.
Harper never did it.
No.
Trout tie was 45 in 2019.
When you said Trout, I felt pretty good that was a no, and I was going to
survive. Who the heck else could be on the
Alonso?
Oh, I just thought about somebody.
Yes, Pete Alonso.
Yeah, good call. I can't believe I that just memory hold that one. Giancarlo Stanton,
yes.
So there's one more here.
There's
How
one more.
I forget about Pete?
I kind of want to just briefly, boys, try
it's
to
a bad job
figure
by
out
me.
The last one here. We've got 8 of 9.
I've got the rookie home run record. I couldn't even
Wait
remember.
A minute. Is it like a... No. Not Tatis or somebody from the Padres who did it.
No.
Or like Machado. Pony, who would it... I mean...
I'm struggling with this,
I'm
Chris.
Running through...
Do you want me to give like a hit?
No.
He's played for... Okay.
No. I feel like it's...
Are we adding insult to injury here for Donnie by doing this? I feel like we kind of are.
This is like an intellectual exercise a little bit here.
I mean, I'm not ashamed of my guess.
I feel like it's somebody
I guess
like
the guy
Cubs,
that missed
like
it by 5
or somebody goofy or Pujols.
Wait, did you say Jorge Soler?
Not Soler.
Who is it?
It is Matt Olson.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah, I wouldn't
no
have
No chance.
That.
All right, I survived. Donnie has 17 losses. Yes, we needed it, baby.
Okay.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
The gifts from the 12 days of Christmas, the gift, and we have to go in order from 1 through 12.
Well, Donnie starts.
Oh, no.
Donnie
oh,
starts,
no.
Though.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me...
a partridge in a pear tree.
Bingo.
Two turtle doves.
Yes.
Three French hens.
Next.
Oh, we might have already hit a little rough patch in the road, Malls. Let's go.
We have to go in order.
Yes.
Yeah, you better start singing that song. Start flapping those gums,
because we
pal.
All know the next one. So Malsy's going to send it to me for six for sure.
I don't know what four is. You better guess.
You might as well throw out one of the
here,
other
start
gifts
the,
they
start
got.
The clock here I so will. He at least has a chance. You I mean, I know start... five golden rings.
Mm. Yeah, but we're not on five, Jaluch. That's why.
Oh, man.
I don't sing the song in your head.
That's what I mean. You got to start singing that song. Wait, okay. What is it?
You got 15 seconds.
Come on.
I think
is
I know
it. Is like
it
like four collie birds or something? I think
he has to get it because he has the word wrong.
What do you mean? If he's got the word wrong, how do we count it?
Is it close
it?
Enough, Chris?
To me, this is like a spirit of...
What is it?
Four calling birds. Four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves.
The ball is in Nelly's court here.
I'm going to be a magnanimous participant and say he had the right...
Yeah, I think that's good enough.
Five golden rings!
Son of a...
Hell yeah!
Damn it.
You're going the wrong way,
I know
though,
I
brother.
Am. I know
everybody
I am.
Knows until five.
So what do we have so far?
We have golden rings, so you need
you
six.
Were number six.
Okay. Calling birds. Three French hens. Two turtle doves. And then the partridge in a pear tree.
And a pony in a pickle here, Donnie. I think we got him in a pickle. I think that's why he didn't want to give you amnesty there.
Damn it, I think I know what seven is. I'm in the same boat you were in.
Start that clock.
All right, I might as well just throw it out there. Six geese a-laying.
Wow, good job.
Yes!
He knew it the whole time.
Oh, my
God.
He
knew it the whole time.
Let's go!
I think I know the animal. I don't know if I have the verb for seven.
Well, are we going to cut him more slack on this, Malsy?
Depends on if I think you're screwed if I do.
Is it seven swans a singing?
No.
Yes.
Seven swans a swimming. And then it would have been eight ladies dancing, I believe. Nine lords a leaping.
Eight maids a milking.
Oh, thank God.
Nine ladies dancing.
Oh,
how about thanks. Lords of Leaping? Did we do that?
Ten Lords of Leaping. Okay, I was one off. Eight maids of milking.
I don't know what 11 and 12 are. What are 11 and 12?
11 pipers piping.
12 drummers drumming.
Correct. Just made it, Malsy.
Yes!
Damn it.
Things just got a lot more interesting, baby.
Malsy's like the Chiefs in this game, Don. I mean, he might think
you
he has
life. You
gotta
put the stake through old Patty Mahomes.
He has no life.
Yeah, but I at least buy it when Malsy doesn't think he knows one and he ends up getting it.
Yeah, Pony's turning into a real heel here with the, oh man, I'm never gonna get it. Oh, if you start the clock, I'm screwed. Oh, by the way, here's the right answer. Like, when I pulled Matt Barr out of the
Nether
region.
Probably studied these around 1:30 today.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, all right.
When we were doing the, when we were doing like the Steelers kickers to have like kicked a field goal, when I pulled Matt Barr out at the stroke of midnight, that was genuine. I actually thought
I'm
it was going to be.
Right, I'm telling you right now, I could not have gotten. What did I get? Six? I was not getting seven.
I was
or eight.
Confident, but I had everything off by one, so I would have gone down in flames, and I would have been very confident doing it. You think I've melted down before? If Donnie had gotten seven swans a swimming, and then I had said, "Oh yeah, eight ladies."
So wait
dancing.
A minute. What did you say then? Swans
singing.
Of what?
Swans a singing.
Oh, those swans. We love to hear them sing.
I'm a little bit surprised you didn't cut him some slack on that one.
I already cut him slack once.
Donnie, I would have cut you slack if it were up to me. Just so you know.
I cut him slack.
That's because
once.
We know that Malsy would have very confidently given the wrong answer.
Yeah,
next.
I mean, it would have been a Hall of Fame
that
moment.
Would have been like the all-time name game.
I might have slammed these headphones down and broken them. Had I been like, eight ladies dancing, you clowns. And Joel would have had a grin a mile wide. Malsy, I'm sorry. Those maids were a milking.
You were one number ahead.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.